them bright lights and bikinis. I keep my hand on that gold bottle. I'm trying to find me that genie. They say money doesn't buy happiness, but I'd rather cry in that Lamborghini. Damn, I don't know who I am. I just know who I wanna be. No looking back, everything is in front of me.
Yeah.
I act like they putting a gun to me. I ain't stuck up. The same motherfucker I've always been. You must got me fucked up. Think I changed when I get there on white pants.
Oh yeah. What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new late night episode of Tariq Radio. I'm your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. This song sounds like some of that shit that be on Empire, don't it? This sounds like somebody that Lucius Lyne signed. This my new artist, man. They gonna do a duet with Frida Gats and Hakeem. Man, what's going on? We're back right here chopping it up on Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in for the late night show, ladies and gentlemen. What we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. We'll take a quick commercial break. Don't y'all move a muscle. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't go nowhere, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicken.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to AshKicken.com. That's AshKicken.com. Yo, check out comedian Rico Suave on his brand new YouTube channel called The Opinion Junkie, folks. And he's broadcasting from New Orleans, where he gives his comedic take on today's pop culture and things like viral videos, music, and current events and everything else. So you need to go to his YouTube channel right now and subscribe. That's The Opinion Junkie on YouTube by comedian Rico Suave. Check it out right now, folks. What's up, family? You know it's time to get your Second Amendment game in order, and you need to check out one of the most well-respected black-owned gun stores / consultants in the United States, Redstone Firearms. Not only can you purchase guns from them, they also offer consulting, educating, and training about your weapons. They will also give you a lot of good game on gun laws and so much more. You guys need to go right now to RedstoneFirearms.com. That's RedstoneFirearms.com. Also, follow them on Instagram at Redstone Firearms and follow them on Facebook at Redstone Firearms. What's up, family? You guys need to check out this brand new science fiction thriller called Cargo. Now, this is a book written by a brother named Stephen Askey, and the book is about two brothers on a spaceship in the future moving product across the cosmos, and they're hustling and they're trying to get over, and they hit a major lick, and then they get in contact with other criminals and crooked cops. So it's a real way out there story, but you got to check it out. It's called Cargo. It's written by Stephen E. Askey. It's available right now on Amazon.com, so go get Cargo right now. What's going on, family? Check out this brand new teaser trailer for a superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. Now, Dark Chaos is starring a black female superhero character, and this film is produced and directed by POV Hilarious D. My man is doing his thing on YouTube, and this trailer is a must-see. So go to YouTube, type in Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe, and check it out right now.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, what's going on? We're here. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me put on my Mackin music because it's going to be a little Mackish today. I got to put on some Mackin music for y'all today. It's Return of the Damn Mac because we're going to chop up some Mackin today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad y'all tuning in for the late night show. It's late. And had to carve out some time for the family because I've been busy, man. I've been working on the 1804 movie, and that's coming along so lovely, family. I hope you guys seen the trailer. You can go to my Tariq Live page and look at the trailer of the film, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of my Tariq Live page, some of those white supremacist trolls and their coon minions, they flagged one of my videos where I was talking about the YouTubers who are on that white supremacist bullshit. I did a video exposing them, so they all got together and flagged the video, and I'm locked out on YouTube for about a week and a half now. And the main ringleader was that East Indian coon, Cunty. He was the main ringleader. He's in denial now, but he was... If you put yourself out there in the forefront and you lead the charge where people are starting to flag my pages, well, your ass is responsible. So I just had a scorched earth campaign on some of those folks. But you can listen to the show again on iTunes. You can listen to it on Tariq Radio. And I want to get my Tariq Radio site set up where I can just post stuff there independently. I don't have to deal with YouTube. Don't want to have to deal with Ustream because we've been having troubles with those sites anyway. So I just want to make my site independent where everybody can just go to it and you can listen to the show. You can watch the videos and we ain't got to worry about all the political bullshit with the little white supremacist trolls and their little mascots trying to sabotage, because again, they've been planning on sabotaging my shit for a minute. Remember, I talked about the white supremacists and their coon minions. They had a meeting a few weeks ago talking about how they were going to start sabotaging my shit. So it is what it is. That's part of the game. You dig? That's player shit. Players got to deal with player haters, as they used to say. But when you're spitting that hot fire and that truth, that's what happens. All the white supremacists and their minions come out because they don't want the truth to come out. And I stay focused on them. I never take my focus off the white supremacists and what they're doing and their Negro minions. But we're going to make it do what it do. I got to get my Skype working. My Skype goes in and out. I got to change computers. I got to revamp my whole shebang. But we're making it do what it do, fam. Morris. Speaking of Morris, people are talking about Morris. We're getting Morris revamped. Morris is going to be a standalone site. So you'll be able to access Morris on your browser, online, on your laptop, on your computer. You'll be able to access that. I got my brother Jerome. He's knocking that out. And, you know, in between me doing all this stuff, we put out the Crispy's Biscuits app. And at the moment, it's only on for Android phones because we put Morris out and it's on iOS, but it wasn't on Android. So what I wanted to do, we put the Crispy's Biscuits app out on the Android first, and it's going to be on iOS later this week. It was supposed to be up today, but we had to do some updates to the site. And what's funny about Crispy's Biscuits, you know, Crispy's Biscuits, the game, you know, it started off as just like an inside joke. You know, I thought it would be funny to do a game with the Crispy character. Do y'all know that game on Google Plus, on Google Play rather, Crispy's Biscuits is the damn top seller right now internationally? If you have an Android, go right now. Get your Android phone. Go to the Google Play Store right now. If you have an Android phone, and then go to the top-selling apps list. It should be like somewhere on the top of the page. Go right now. I want y'all to see it for yourself while I'm talking. Go to Google Play. Go to the top selling apps. Go to new apps, the top selling new apps. Krispy's Biscuits is at damn number two. This Krispy's Biscuits is the second best selling new app on Google Play in the world right now. You can go look at it right now. That shit is hilarious to me for some reason. This shit is fucking a hit. And what's funny about it, this, a lot of people don't even know the inside joke of it. It's a fun game. It's just a very addictive game. It's actually a very fun game. Shout out to my brother Randall who put it together. It's all black everything on this. I got black developers. We designed it. So it's all black everything making this shit pop off. I love doing that. I love when me and other black folks get together and create shit and it just pops off. But the Krispy's Biscuits app is a hit internationally. I got like an update email saying that it was like the top selling app in Chile, in the country of Chile and all these other countries. I'm like, people down. Now I'm gonna have to make a Spanish version. Andale, like, everybody. Que pasa, amigo, everybody. I'm gonna have to make a Spanish version of the shit. They done fucked around and made this thing a hit. Now I'm about to come up with all types of creative ways to update it. Oh, it's gonna be crazy now. They done unleashed the damn beast. Oh, it's about to be a fool. But go to Google Play right now. We need to get it at number one. It's at number two. I got to have it at number one. We need to have it at number one. So everybody, if you have an Android phone, get it right now so it can hit that number one spot. I mean, this app is outselling everything. I'm talking about shit from Disney, shit from major app companies. This shit is outselling it. That's funny. The Krispy character is a funny character, though. Even folks who don't know the inside joke, and that's the thing. In the game, there's a lot of inside jokes that people won't get unless you listen to me, unless you listen to the show. And that's the funny part of it. People don't even know the inside jokes if they don't know the show. So anyway, go to the Google Play Store. And again, it's going to be on iTunes later on this week. All right, family. Now, the phone number is 818. Let me see if I can get a couple of people calling in because this phone line is acting a little janky. But I'm going to try to make it do what it do. Hello? Hello. Hey, brother, how are you? Your phone sounds a fool right now.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that.
There
man.
You go, my nigga. There you go. What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, man, I was calling. I was gonna ask you about how should we be operating in these workspaces with these white supremacists in terms of sabotage and avoiding sabotage. When all we're trying to do is, you know, get to a higher position and make rank at those jobs.
That's the problem right there. You got to understand, and I talked about this before, at these jobs, for these white supremacists, that's their domain because whenever there's a white boss somewhere, your white coworkers know that they have seniority over you. They know that they can get away with doing shit with you and nothing is going to really happen to them. Understand, white supremacists never get fired. They only get transferred. So when you start moving up in ranks, that's when they start getting more aggressive and passive aggressive. That's when they start doing the little slick shit. And I talked about this many times before. If you're down in working security or you're the shoeshine guy or you're in the mail room, oh, they're real cool with you. They're bringing you snacks. I mean, they love the Negro who's the janitor. They love that guy. But the minute you start moving up, you start getting a raise. If you start getting a raise and you start getting in positions higher than them, you start getting supervisor positions. That's a real thing right there. If you get a supervisor position over one of them, a suspected white supremacist at the job, they go out of their way to sabotage your shit. So the higher you go up in the job, they go out of their way to try to sabotage you because they know they can get away with it. And what you got to do is play cool. Don't get into the office politics with them because you're going to lose. What you want to do, this is your tactic. You get them to go full white supremacy. That's your only bet. You don't engage them in none of their shit. Don't let them egg you on. They're going to say little slick shit. No, you get them to go full white supremacy, then you got their ass. If they start saying something too slick or getting real hostile in the workplace, you start getting that shit in writing, going down to human resources and filing complaints on their ass. So they know if this motherfucker break bad or something happens at that job, you can get a lawsuit popping. So you got to know how to work that and learn how to be cool and not be emotional around these suspected white supremacists. Understand, white supremacy dominates all of these workspaces. That's why we got to own our own shit if we don't want to deal with that. But understand how the game is played when you're around suspected white supremacists, though. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I appreciate that.
Much respect, man. Thank you for the call, brother. All right. Let's see who else is calling while the phone line is acting right so I can talk to the family. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Tariq?
Hey.
Hey, Tariq. I finally got in.
Yes, sir. What's up? Hello? Who's this? Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hello? Yeah, Tariq?
Yes, nigga. Hey.
Yeah, this one is from New Orleans.
How you doing, brother? What's on your mind? Nigga, you eating some jambalaya or some shit? I can't hear. What's up, brother?
Yeah.
Put the po' boy sandwich down and talk, brother. Shit.
they got a video game. Hello?
Okay. All right, brother. This nigga eating some crawfish down there in New Orleans, and he can't talk right. Let me get somebody else. I ain't going to have this nigga just say hello for 5 fucking minutes. Hello? 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 Hey, who is this?
Oh, my God, Tariq. My name is Cassandra. I'm from Louisiana. Oh, my God.
It's a lot of y'all in Louisiana calling. What the fuck are y'all doing up this late in Louisiana?
Man, I've been fucking with you so long, King. Like, really. Like, you the shit. Like, really.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. The brother just called from New Orleans. What are y'all doing up this late down there?
Man, just listening to the Coons, man. Like, this is Coons Central. Like, really.
Mm.
It's really sad. It's sad.
Man. I got to get down there to kick it with y'all down. I've never done a lecture in New Orleans.
I told you last year on Twitter, I said, Tariq, please come to Louisiana after this Altus Sterling thing.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm coming. I got to come down there. When I do my promotional tour for the movie, I'm definitely coming down. I'm specifically making a trip to New Orleans, man. I got to get down there with the family.
Man, Tariq, I'm going to gather all my conscious friends, and we're going to be there. We're going to be in there heavy.
Yes, indeed. Y'all bring me some goddamn crawfish or something. I got to take my gout medicine because that crawfish fucked with my gout, but I want to eat it to see how it tastes.
Man, Tariq, what's your favorite dish? Because, like, I can really cook. I got you.
Catfish, fried chicken, stuff like that.
I'm going to make you a sweet potato pie because I know you like sweet.
Yes, I do. And are you, hope you ain't, because you're down there in Louisiana, so don't put no voodoo around the shit. I don't want to eat the sweet, pie, then I'm walking around in a thong and a tattoo of Bobby Smurda on my shoulder or some shit. But what else is going on?
If you knew how much love I have for you, how much game you put me on, I would never hurt you. Like,
yes, ma'am.
I would die for you, but I would kill for you. Like, you really, like, took my mind to, like, a whole nother level of consciousness. Like, really.
Yes, ma'am. Respect to that, man. Thank you so much for the call, beloved.
Thank you, Tariq. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, let's get into some game. Oh, yeah. By the way, we're going to have a back-to-school free backpack giveaway out here in L.A. We're doing one in L.A. We're doing one in Chicago. We're doing another one in Atlanta. The one in Chicago, I think that one's going to be in early September. The one in Atlanta, I got to holler at my dude Ola to get the schedule. The one in Chicago is going to be at the Culture Connection shop. The one in Atlanta is going to be at the Nubian Bookstore. And we're trying to find a place here in L.A. to do it. We're looking at Simply Wholesome, but we got to contact them and kind of chop it up with them. All my L.A. people, let me know where's the spot. Because L.A. black folks are just scattered as fuck out here, man. You go down to, like, South Central, it's like a lot of Mexicans and Asians down there. So black folks are so scattered out. There are no really central places for a lot of black people. You go to Compton. Compton is mostly Hispanic now. So where the fuck are black people in large numbers like we used to be out here in L.A.? We're all over the place. So all my L.A. people, let me know where in L.A., probably somewhere on Crenshaw, I don't know. Where in L.A. can we have the backpack giveaway? All my LA people, man, email me. Let me know what's the the popping spot down in the neighborhood. Because whenever I go back down there by Crenshaw, whatever, it's like I see all types of other people but us. If Fox Hills Mall looks like the Beverly Center. Or it ain't even the Fox Hill Mall no more. It's something else. So we're having the free backpack drive. So we're giving free backpacks away in three major cities, and that's coming up next month, family. So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me get into some game. I got to talk about the Rob Kardashian Black China situation. A lot of people were talking about that today with Rob Kardashian. Y'all know he's the brother of the Kardashian sisters. Black China is a former stripper, socialite now. I can call her a socialite. Beautiful sister. She has a baby by Rob. She has a baby by Rob, and she had a baby by the homie Tyga. And Tyga is a fan of the Hidden Colors series. Shout out to Tyga. Tyga's good people. Real conscious brother. A lot of folks don't know that. Tyga's a very conscious brother. Real conscious dude. Good dude. Good young dude. So she has a baby by Tyga. And Rob Kardashian and Black China, they've been going back and forth for a minute. They had like a show and she would be yelling at him and berating him and all this old stuff. And he's made videos before talking about how she left him. And now today he put her on blast. He was talking about how she sent him a video of her kissing another man. She's fucking other dudes. He showed a picture of her pussy. Real pretty coochie too. And I'm not on some pervy shit. I'm a coochie connoisseur, and I like a nice, pretty cooch. And it's a cute cooch. You know, Amber Rose has that big old Swahili cooch, but Black China had a nice, well-put-together cooch. For those who've seen the pictures, he put her on blast. Put her coochie pictures on blast, talking about she sent him some coochie pictures. Then he was talking about her nipples. He was going on and on, talking about how I gave her all this money. I gave her money for plastic surgery. I gave her money for butt reduction. She's fucking guys in the house that I paid for. Oh, boy. Rob. Rob, you got to understand this. And I hope Rob is listening, because a lot of people listen to the show. And I hope Rob has some dudes who tries to put him up on some game. But Rob, you got to understand one of the rules of the game. Out here in the game, there is no sympathy for simps. I'm going to say that again, and I want all the players to understand that. There is no sympathy for simps. You know that movie, No Country for Old Men? There's no sympathy for old simps. And Rob, you were a professional simp, and you wore your professional simpishness on your sleeve. And you got, and everybody saw it coming a mile away. That's why nobody is shocked. That's why nobody is feeling sorry for you, Rob. That's why people are kind of going in on you, because we all saw it coming. Nigga, Stevie Wonder saw her coming up off you. Stevie saw that. Oh my God, watch out for that big ass. Stevie saw that. A lot of people are saying the problem is you tried to turn a hoe into a housewife. Understand this. Ain't nothing wrong with turning a hoe into a housewife, because see, we got to stop hoe hating. I don't like hoe hating. You don't know what people got to do to get their paper. I never hate on anybody in the game. No hoe hating, no slut shaming, no hoe hating. No hoe hating. Ain't nothing wrong with being a hoe. That's what you got to do. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, you don't want to be on the wrong end of the hoeing. You dig? Hoes deal with two people. Really, they deal with players and they deal with simps. And simps and tricks damn near go hand in hand. And I'm not knocking a motherfucker for being a trick. Sometimes tricking works for you. Sometimes it's more practical just to trick out your little paper, just to avoid a lot of bullshit. Let me change that up, because I said women deal with, hoes deal with two people. No, they deal with three. Players, simps, and tricks, because there is a difference between a simp and a trick. And I can respect the trick to a certain degree who say, well, look, let me just give you a couple of dollars here on the front end and then just charge it to the game on the back end so I don't get no back end problems. Let me just give you a couple of dollars. I'm just smashing. I'm not wearing my heart on my sleeve. The ass looks good. The titties look good. The mouth is warm. I like the way it feels. Here's a couple of dollars. I'll holler at you next time I need to get that warm mouth. All right, I respect that. But the thing is, the simp is like, okay, well, let me get you out the game with my love. And that's the thing that makes you a big old simp and a trick. You can't get women up out the game with your emotions, nigga. Y'all keep making that mistake. You cannot use your emotions to get these women up out the game. Women get out the game either with when they get old and they ain't got no more game left to putter out. A lot of times when women, when the looks start to deteriorate and they can't go out here and catch a number of tricks like they used to, they just find that one cool one to settle down with. See, Black China, she ain't at that stage yet. She's still a relatively young chick. She looks good. So she's catching little young niggas now. If you look at her, the pictures that were exposed today, she was with these little young looking niggas. So she's still out here, you know, doing the little high school shit. You dig? She's playing a little musical dick right now. But you don't get out the game, or you don't get a chick out the game with emotion. Only a chick gets out the game with the dude she was in the game with. That's how a chick gets out the game. Because a dude who's in the game with her is going to give her the game to get out the game to square up properly so she don't have to go back to the game. Y'all remember on Love and Hip Hop where Stevie J kept threatening Jocelyn about sending her back to the strip club and all that old shit? Because Stevie was providing an avenue for her to get up out the game and not go back. Even though she's on some real piping shit, I'm just giving that as an example. In order to get a chick up out the game, you have to give her enough ism to want to get out the game, do some square shit, and make the square shit lucrative so she don't have to seep back into the game. Now, if you're making it lucrative by you just tricking off your money, you're not really giving her no game. You're just showing her that you're just a nice trick that'll hold her down for a minute until she finds the next trick. That's not really giving her no game. A woman who's in the game, she wants somebody else deep down to give her some game so that she can have her exit strategy. Because when you're in the game, when you hustling and all that, you always look for that exit strategy so that you can have a lucrative lifestyle outside the game, once you get out the game. And being a big fucking simp, that ain't gonna do it. You just make yourself a big target. And the thing with Rob Kardashian, I mean, he's going on and on with the sad story and the sob story. The thing is, Black China played that thing to the T. She played it correctly. I can't be mad at her. Nobody can be mad at her. We saw the game for what it was. She's rocking with the Kardashians. And let's be real. The Kardashian family, their whole come up is getting up game off other people and getting their come up off them. The whole Kardashian family got their come up off OJ. Let's be real. People think it's Ray J. No, let's go back. The Kardashian family got their come up off OJ. They've been getting their come up off Black people. They've been getting that come up off Black men in particular. So the next generation of the Kardashians, they got the come up off Ray J. That's how they got their come up on. So now you had this Black woman come in the mix and say, hell, let me get my come up on. So they saw Rob. They saw Rob Kardashian. She saw a soft target. She saw the rich brother who wasn't getting that much attention. He was going through some depression. My man got overweight. So a lot of the white girls weren't really checking for Rob like that. And Black China, she saw that and she got her game mouth ready. She said, oh, I'm going to get him. Oh, you can see the low self-esteem there. She saw that. We saw that. She said, okay, this is about to be a come up. This is money time. Her game went into full drive. And understand, Black China, this woman was bred to break simps. I mean, look at her mom. I think looked like her mom used to be in the game. That mom is a piece of work of Blac Chyna. That mom looked like she had a foot in the game. So Blac Chyna's been getting some game and some inside grooming, probably from a kid, on how to come up off dudes. And Blac Chyna tried to take it to another level. She tried to get that name. She tried to get the Kardashian name. And the Kardashian women stepped in and said, oh, wait a damn minute now. No. Our brother's a simp, but not us. No. That's not going to work on us. But Blac Chyna saw that. She saw Rob was vulnerable. She saw a soft target. And she had game enough to tackle that soft target. See, a lot of women don't have game enough to catch a soft target. You want to go out and get the baller and fuck two and three ballers and the top athletes and all that. No, sometimes when you're trying to get a come up going, you go for the soft target. You see an easy trick. You see an easy mark. And that's what she saw in him. Can't be mad at her. She's in the game. You got to respect the game. So she saw Rob, gave her some attention. I remember those early videos of them together. And she's spitting all that sweet syrup game. Come on, baby. Let's get on the treadmill and lose weight, baby. Oh, she's spitting all that fly shit to this nigga. She became a maternal figure to this dude. Because again, with a dude like that, they need a domineering mother figure. And she became that domineering mistress, that domineering mother, that sadomasochistic type of thing. It was almost an abusive thing that he likes. A lot of white dudes like that who have low self-esteem, who have money, they like to be abused to a certain degree. A lot of folks don't know the ins and outs and the psychological shit that goes behind that. A lot of these dudes, when they get with sisters, either they have a slave master fetish or they have a submissive fetish. So when a lot of these dudes, these white dudes, get with sisters, either they're going to turn the women into bed wenches. And if the women are not bed wenches, like Blac Chyna, she wasn't a bed wench at all. Because a lot of people think that, well, Tariq, you think that every interracial relationship makes the woman a bedwinch. Not at all. Blac Chyna was not a bedwinch because she was running the show. She was controlling shit. I saw that. That's why you've never heard me refer to her as a bedwinch. Because I saw her going into the game, running everything. She was running the shit. So she saw this dude, and again, a lot of these dudes, if they're not trying to make the women bedwinches, they want women to dominate them and almost demean them in a certain degree. Because with Rob, you notice how Blac Chyna would talk to this dude all fucked up? They like that. That's a fetish almost. And that's a big come up. Women, and I've talked about this before, if you meet a fetish trick, that's easy money. Tricks always pay extra for fetishes. And a lot of dudes have a fetish where they want to be degraded, especially by a person who is non-white, because there's something sexually gratifying about being degraded by a non-white person. It's like a role reversal thing. You're allowing yourself to be degraded by this person who's socially beneath you. That increases the degradation. It's some real deep shit. It goes into some of the Dr. Frances Cress Welsing stuff, where she talked about how the white supremacist male, they created these games where small balls are knocked away from the body if the balls are white, and big brown balls are held close to the body. It's real deep. Like, she talked about football, it's like a big brown ball that's held close to the body. Basketball, a big brown ball held close to the body. And how games are made from the subconscious. And games like baseball and golf are played with little, small white balls that are knocked away from the body in a self-deprecating form. Real deep shit. That's why I advise you guys to read Dr. Frances Cress Welsing's book, The ISIS Paper. It talks about race and sexuality and how deep that is. But it's that role-playing thing. There's a show that comes on, I think FX, one of those shows, one of those stations. A very good show. It's called Claws. It has Niecy Nash in it. Carucci's in it. And Carucci looks very good, by the way. I can see why Chris Brown's ass was pussy whipped. Carucci's a fine little motherfucker. But the show is called Claws. And there was an episode this week of this wealthy black lady who had a dude she was messing with on the side. She was married, but she had this dude she was messing with, and there was a scene where the black woman had the dude all tied up, and she was whipping him. She was on top of him, whipping him. A lot of these dudes have that fetish, having a black slave mistress beat on them. That role reversal shit. A lot of dudes who are well-to-do, they want women of color to beat the shit out of them. They get off on shit like that. And she saw that. Black China saw that, and she took advantage of that. I'm not mad at her. But the thing is, with Rob Kardashian going around with all this old simp shit, telling people how much money he spent, man, you making yourself a bigger target. You are making yourself a bigger target, talking about all the money you spent and how much you just giving your paper away. And I think on a subconscious level, he wants some other females to come take advantage of his ass. But you don't have kids with motherfuckers like that. But I'm not mad at Black China. I'm not mad at Black China at all. But again, that whole self-deprecating thing, let's go back to the Kardashian family. Look at Bruce Jenner. Look at Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner, and you know what the rumor was, and I don't like to gossip, but the rumor was for a long time that Kris Jenner was fucking with OJ. So that's been, they were all on some swinging shit, by the way. This is Nicole Brown Simpson, OJ's ex-wife. She fucked his friend Marcus Allen. So they were all kind of on some swinger shit. So you have these white males in a house full of women who are getting dicked down by these brothers. Is it a wonder now Bruce Jenner's walking around in a damn dress and Rob is out here tricking off his money like crazy? There's some real deep shit going on with the family over there. Real deep shit. And again, you have a lot of these dudes out here who want to get with women of color, especially powerful women or women who have the illusion of power. And they're breaking bread and they're tricking that paper off. And you better get it while the getting is good, goddammit. Shout out to Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson got with that billionaire dude. How much is Janet getting? I think they had like an agreement. If she stayed for 5 years or something, she would get, what, $500 million? It was some kind of big number. Not mad at her. Not mad at her at all. Somebody said Rob in the chat room. Rob was a cuckold. That cuckold thing is real. I did a whole show about that. That cuckold thing. That cuckold thing is real. That you notice the term cuckold, really, it's about white dudes watching black dudes fuck their wives. That's really the basis of what a cuckold is. And the white supremacists, their favorite term is cuck. Hey, man, you're fucking cuck. Meaning if you are somewhat of a liberal, that means you must subconsciously like to see black people fuck your lady. That's basically what that means. But the game is real. But again, when it comes to dealing with women in the game, you have no sympathy. There is no sympathy for simps when people see the game a mile away and you allow yourself to get tricked up in the game like that. There's no sympathy for you. And deep down, I don't even think dude wants sympathy. I think dude wants people to know that he's a big old simp and he wants some more people to come on and tax him for some more paper. And sisters, if you see his ass, you better go get it. If he's putting it out there like that. Because talking about all the money you spent and how much rent you paid and how much money you spent on a woman's car and all that, you're opening the door for some more women to come in there and snab you. And deep down, I think old dude wants that shit. Anyway, let me get one more call before I get up out of here, family. Let me see who this is. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Who's this?
This is Junior from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. How you doing, Tariq?
I'm good, Junior. How are you, sir? What's on your mind? What you doing up this late, man?
I don't miss anything. You're kicking that good game, man. My wife and I are listening to you. So listen, man. I digress.
Yes, indeed.
I don't want to interrupt that good game that you're speaking, brother.
Yes, indeed.
But I wanted to compliment you on what you're doing, and I wanted to speak to the melanated people that's out there in the world. We need to support you. Tariq's success is the best revenge. Look what you did with the game with Crispy.
Yes.
That's an inside joke amongst the family.
Yes.
And look how successful that is.
Absolutely.
So I just want to commend you, brother. We praying for you. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good fight. You the big homie. I know you say you don't like to be a leader, but you the big homie. Everybody out there in the Melanated Nation, we need to support Tariq. Nobody should be able to disrespect him online. Nobody should be... All my Canadian brothers... Nobody should be able to disrespect Tariq, period.
No doubt.
Tariq, man, hold it down, man. I'm not going to hold up the line, man. You keep up the good fight.
Much respect, family. My brother from Fort Lauderdale, no doubt, man. Man, but shout out again. Shout out to everybody who got the Crispy's Biscuits game. That's the fact that it was an inside joke. Now this shit is a damn international success. It's hilarious to me. But the game is actually... a very good game. I'm telling you, if you start playing the Crispy's Biscuits game, you're going to be playing that shit for a couple of hours. It's real addicting. And kids love it. Well, when I put it on, my kids run to the damn game. And it's very kid-friendly. And you know what's funny? Oh, from Fox News, Tucker Carlson, y'all know he has a news site called The Daily Caller. Do y'all know they've been putting out negative articles about me and the game? They put out an article talking about the game promotes racism. There's nothing racist about the Crispy's Biscuits game at all. There's absolutely nothing racist about it. We don't mention race. There's nothing racial about it whatsoever. And the article they put out, they couldn't even specifically point to what was racial in it. They just put up a bullshit jive-ass headline, which they do. I'm used to it. That's part of the game. White supremacists lying. That's just part of the game. But anytime we do something successful, they're gonna use I'm white and I say so. They're gonna find a way to shit on it and try to hate on it. That's just what they do. That's why we gotta keep being successful at what we do. You know, there was a community, I think, in Prince George County out there. I think, ain't that in the DMV? There's a very successful black community out there. And I saw this story the other day. I wish I had more details on it. But there's a very successful black community out there. And because it's so successful and the kids are graduating from school and the black people make a certain income based on the graduation rate. So it's a pretty prosperous black area. I heard that the white officials there are trying to come up with ways to sabotage it, talking about they must be lying about the school stats. They must be lying about the grades. They're going to investigate the grades to see what's going on, to see if they're telling the truth about the graduation rates. So they're looking for ways to sabotage this black area. And somebody is in the chat room. You know what I'm... Love you first in the chat room. It's Prince George County. Am I right? I don't want to say the wrong city. Where is that? Is that in Washington, D.C. or Maryland? Where is that? Somebody in the chat room help me out. But yeah, I heard this prosperous black area is under investigation now. They always do that shit with us. Whenever we are successful, whenever we quote unquote pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, here they go. They come up with ways to try to sabotage it. It's in Maryland. Okay. And what the hell are they supposed to investigating? They're investigating the grades of the kids. It's north of D.C. Okay. So they're investigating the schools or something. So they're trying to find a way to sabotage black folks. Somebody in the chat room said, we need to have our own counteractive nigger nerds. Yes, we do. And that's another thing, family. From now on, I'm going to work with as many black developers, web guys, programmers, as many black folks in tech as possible. Because some of y'all, man, y'all have to let yourselves be known. There's black folks out there who can do amazing shit, And y'all don't be saying nothing. I be finding out about y'all by accident, man. Y'all let people know your skills. Just like with the brother who designed the Krispies Biscuits app, the brother just happened to email me one day. Like, hey, man, I develop apps. Check this out. I'm like, why in the fuck didn't you hit me up a long time ago? I would have been hired you. I hired this dude on the spot. This brother does excellent work. I'm going to have him do a whole bunch of apps. There's a lot of black folks out here, man. Y'all do good work. Let people know what the fuck you do so we can hire you. Just like with the film, I still need people to draw images for the film. I'm going to hire you. If you can draw good, I ain't talking about no speaking spell shit, I need to hire you. Because what I'm going to stop doing is stop dealing with those East Indian companies. And if you are doing any kind of business, any kind of tech, stop fucking with them. The scam is on. They are milking money. The scam is in with those cats over there. They are just robbing people blind. And they're doing half-ass work, and it's just like pulling teeth. They take forever. It's just too many scams going on. I'm cutting that bullshit off because that's been industry standard for a long time, dealing with some of the overseas developers and all that. What I'm learning is that a lot of companies over here, they have their own companies there with their own in-house people there. So when you're dealing with folks over there, you're dealing with a lot of freelancers who's on some bullshit. So we got to, I'm working with brothers over here from now on with almost all the shit I'm doing now. It's too many good, thorough brothers over here, brothers and sisters here in the States, that you just have to let yourself be known more. And we got to have that networking thing. We got to have a network of people who can display their skills. That's what I want to do with More Russ. When we get More Russ popping, I want to have something specifically that shows all the skills that people have and how they can utilize it and network with each other. So More Russ, the stationary version, is coming. We still got More Russ on the iOS version, but we're getting the stationary webpage going, and that's coming soon, family. Man, and again, artists, how can you contact me? You guys can email me at info@TariqElite.com. info@TariqElite.com. We need nigga nerds who can put in work. Ain't nothing wrong with being a nigga nerd if you're doing the right thing with your nigga nerding. Ain't nothing wrong with being a damn nigga nerd. I need some brothers who know how to do animation. I want to get some brothers who know how to do comic books. And you got to have a good work ethic too. That's another thing. You got to have a good work ethic. You got to be able to do good work and then follow through with your work. That's another thing. So we got to get that networking thing going on, man, because we can't depend on the dominant society for shit right now. They're circling their wagons. We need to circle ours, family. Yes, somebody said it's time for that think tank. Yes, it is time for that think tank. We need that think tank heavy. You dig? All right, y'all, let me get up out of here, y'all. It's been real. The show, I guess it's not going to be on YouTube, but you guys can listen at TariqRadio.com and subscribe to Tariq Radio on iTunes. Go to iTunes and subscribe to the show and follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on the More Us app if you have iOS at Tariq Nasheed. And I will holla this Sunday on Ustream.